This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. European Union leaders are preparing to grant Ukraine candidate status to join the 27-nation bloc, a first step in a long journey toward full membership that could take years to achieve. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Making the war-torn nation a contender now seems to be a done deal after leaders were initially divided on how fast they could move to embrace the bid launched only a few days after Russia launched its invasion on February 24. According to several EU diplomats, Ukraine will receive the unanimous approval that's required for the launch of discussions. Leaders of France, Germany, Italy and Romania have recently visited the country and vowed to back its candidacy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Villagers in eastern Afghanistan rushed to bury the dead while others dug by hand through the rubble of their homes in search of survivors of Wednesday's powerful earthquake that killed at least 1,000 people. The Taliban and the international community that fled their takeover struggled to bring help to the disaster's victims on Thursday. The quake was Afghanistan's deadliest in 2 years, and officials said the toll could rise. The state-run Bakhtar News Agency said an estimated 1,500 others were reported injured. The disaster heaps more misery on a country where millions already faced increasing hunger and poverty, and the health system has crumbled since the Taliban retook power nearly 10 months ago amid the U.S. and NATO withdrawal. The takeover led to a cutoff of vital international financing, and most of the world has shunned the Taliban government. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. In the U.S., public hearings on the January 6, 2021 United States Capitol riot will continue today and into next month, AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Members of the committee investigating the riot by backers of former President Donald Trump plan for additional hearings in July. Committee Chair Mississippi's Benny Thompson says a lot of information has been coming in, including new documentary film footage of Trump's final months in office. The panel is also working on an interview with Virginia Ginny Thomas, a longtime conservative activist married to Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. She's been asked to talk about her communications with Trump's team ahead of and during the day of the insurrection. This month's final hearing is expected to highlight testimony from former Justice Department officials about Trump's proposals to reject the election results. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Some state-level U.S. lawmakers are taking aim at the distribution of newly available COVID vaccines for children under five. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Top Tennessee Republican House leaders are urging Governor Bill Lee to delay the state's health department from distributing and promoting COVID-19 vaccines that are now available for infants, toddlers, and preschoolers. In a letter sent Wednesday to the Republican governor, state House leaders, including Tennessee House Speaker Cameron Sexton and House Majority Leader William Lambert, said they had too many concerns surrounding the vaccine for those under 5 years old. The lawmakers claim that the COVID-19 emergency has long passed in Tennessee, though that's statement is disputed by public health experts. The letter comes just days after Florida raised eyebrows for being the only state in the country not to pre-order the vaccine for its toddlers. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis said he wouldn't facilitate their distribution, but the shots are available to those who want them. I'm Jennifer King.
The chief of Airline Alliance Air France, KLM, said Thursday it'll take weeks or months to get new security staff in place to lighten pressure on the Amsterdam airport, which has seen flight cancellations, damaging delays, and big travel headaches as global air travel rebounds from the COVID-19 pandemic. Airlines and airports that slashed jobs during the pandemic are struggling to keep up with soaring travel demand, and passengers are encountering chaotic scenes at airports around Europe and the United States. Recapping our top story, European Union leaders are set to grant Ukraine a candidate status to join the 27-nation bloc. It's a first step in a long and unpredictable journey toward full membership that could take years to achieve. Making the war-torn country a contender now seems to be a done deal. The bid was launched only a few days after Russia launched its attack on February 24th. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.